Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was kind of groundbreaking, and this is something that is kind of burning on a bunch of people's minds on where we go in terms of what the taxpayer responsibility is versus what the government's responsibility is in terms of paying for healthcare. So a federal judge in Texas has ruled that a provision in the Affordable Care Act that mandates free coverage of drugs that prevent HIV infection violates the religious beliefs of a Christian-owned company. So they're discussing Truvada and Descovy. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth on Wednesday granted summary judgment to Braidwood Management in its challenge to coverage of Gilead's Truvada and Descovy. These are two pre-exposure prophylactic drugs known as PrEP that are taken by hundreds of thousands of men who have sex with men to prevent getting HIV. O'Connor reserved deciding the, quote, appropriate remedy for the resolving the claim, they said, and it's unclear what impact the ruling is. So I'm kind of reading this from MSM, but they said the judge, who was appointed by George Bush, ruled that the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which recommended that PrEP be added to the ACA's list of covered preventative measures, was not constitutionally empowered to authorize the drug's inclusion. O'Connor also reserved ruling on the appropriate remedy for dealing with the alleged violation. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the defendant in the suit, did not comment yet, but they were the defendant. And the suit was led by attorney Jonathan Mitchell, a Republican former Solicitor General of Texas, who had argued that PrEP coverage forces Christians to subsidize homosexual behavior in violation of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Conservative groups have cited the 1993 law to challenge abortion, contraception, and treatments for transgender people. So this is, again, where people seem to be put in positions where they look like they're against a choice that somebody else has, but they were drawn in because of their tax dollars. And they were drawn in because they have to provide a plan under the ACA and I get that some of the architects of the Affordable Care Act had good intentions. Let's get rid of pre-existing conditions. Let's make sure people get the basics that they need. But then it starts to get a little complicated when Americans have to pay for this. And you would think, okay, well, you know, somebody has pneumonia. You know, somebody has COVID. Somebody has HIV. Somebody has, we want to save their lives. They have cancer. But then individuals are like, but do I really have to pay for somebody else's birth control? Do I have to pay for somebody else's HIV PrEP? Now, as a physician, I love the fact that, you know, people don't have to pay for it themselves, but I do understand the other side of, I bought my own condoms. I tried not to get pregnant by avoiding sleeping with more individuals or individuals I, you know, wasn't married to. So why do I have to then pay for somebody else's birth control? And somebody on birth control means they don't want to get pregnant when they have sex. That's their personal decision. So should they then be paying for their own birth control? Should I be paying for somebody for them to be able to have sex without condoms? Now, again, I am for us preventing unwanted pregnancies because I hate seeing a million fetuses being aborted. So I will support trying to assist, we can't say women anymore, but people in unwanted pregnancies. But I get how the average taxpayer is like, but wait a second here. Some taxpayers are like, look, you know, I love my friends and family who are men who have sex with men, but why am I paying for their medication that they need because they are having sex with somebody that they're not monogamous with? We force Americans to have an opinion on something that should be very, very private because we've drawn them in because we need their tax dollars to do it. And I know there's some people out there saying, I don't understand, why can't women just pay for their own birth control? Why can't men pay for their own PrEP? And I completely understand that. I'm not against that. I understand why people feel that way. It's just that people might not buy it themselves if it's expensive. And think about it. If somebody does get HIV, that then costs us even more than the PrEP. But if somebody has a religious issue with paying for a prescription that involves a activity that's not them but somebody else that is against their beliefs, do they have to still pay for that? So that's what this law is protecting. But where, you know, critics are concerned is they're like, well, everybody could say, well, I'm not comfortable with it, so I don't want to pay for it. Or I don't want to, you know, why can't I be exempt from the ACA? So, you know, it's interesting because you would think this could be simpler. The ACA wasn't simple. It was a 2,200 page bill. But still, people are brought up, but wait a second, okay, you're talking about basic health benefits. Well, I want birth control. I'm having sex and I don't want to get pregnant. So birth control needs to be covered. PrEP needs to be covered. STD medications need to be covered. And you might think, but you made a decision. But then the other argument is, well, if we're covering heart disease from people who smoke, overeat, make poor health choices, if we're paying for liver disease from people who drink alcohol, see, at that point, nobody's going to want to pay for any of the health care. And maybe that's another conversation for another day. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, if I don't know if you guys Google it all or Bing or DuckDuckGo. So I have Google up here. And I just typed in for poops and giggles, because we're about to talk about the teacher strike in Seattle, teacher shortage. I just, for poops and giggles, I'm like, what's going on around the country? Because I know there's stuff going on around the country. Kansas City, the Kansas City Star, says 4-day weeks, virtual teachers, staff shortage has KC schools taking desperate measures. So Kansas City looks like having issues where they're cutting their school day down. Washington State. There, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Seattle, but they are having issues hiring and retaining. They're having a shortage. Des Moines was able to fill some of their slots. We'll talk a little bit later about that. Chicago. Proviso Township high school students left unsupervised in cafeteria classrooms amid teacher shortages. Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin had to outline steps to address teacher shortage. Why do we have a teacher shortage? Is it because we fired a bunch who didn't get their COVID vaccine? That was stupid. Is it because they're underpaid? Is it because they don't want to be shot? There's not enough school security? Is it because they don't want to be in the middle of this whole parent, teacher, why are my kids being taught this? Why aren't I being involved? What, is it because they don't want to get involved in the politics? Wasn't it Dr. Weingarten who had said that, you know, teachers have become social justice warriors? What if the average teacher doesn't want to become a social justice warrior? They want to teach their kids, love their kids, give them a safe place to learn, and then go home and be with their families. I don't know. Well, Seattle teachers, as the first day of school has now come, they are striking. They say that, I apologize. Oh, my gosh. They always want me to pay for these articles. And I don't blame them. I get that. But I can't stop and pay when the articles pop up. So the first day of school has been delayed as Seattle educators are on strike. They were negotiating late into the night on Tuesday. Classes canceled. And this is the state's largest school district that is now on hold because of a strike. Teachers, paraprofessionals, certificated teaching staff started picketing this morning at 7:30 a.m. are going to stay on the picket lines until 3:30 each day until they ratify a contract agreement. They say teachers have been negotiating with the district for months. Leadership mainly focused on pay increases and support for special education and multilingual students. Seattle joined Kent as the only other major school district in Washington on strike at the start of the school year. After 8 days of missed classes at the Kent School District, they have about 25,000 students. They said they did reach a tentative agreement with the district early Wednesday. So between coronavirus, school bus service issues, staffing shortages, they say this strike is one more in a long line of school disruptions that have now become commonplace since the start of the pandemic. So if the average child in any of these school districts are like, Mom, is there even school today? And Mom's like, I don't know. It really messes with the whole learning atmosphere and landscape. Because, you know, a child needs to know, look, all right, you need to do this project because on Monday we're doing this, on Tuesday we're doing this, we have a schedule. And we are going to stick to that schedule. So when you come back from the holiday weekend, we're doing this, this, and this. And then you're going to turn this assignment in. Well, it's like, well, my teacher's not going to be there. We're going to get a sub. Remember how happy we were when a sub came in? Sometimes the sub collected the assignment, sometimes it didn't. And we were like, oh, thank God. Sometimes the sub had to administer the test. And we were like, oh, that's fantastic. And you could see the sub was all confused, fumbling around, didn't know our names. Like, if she doesn't know our names, then she's not going to be able to tell if we're cheating or not. This is awesome. She won't even know, you know, if I stayed in class or not. And so it really does disrupt things. Now, for me, we would have a sub maybe once or twice a term. But with this, you have people where they have semi-permanent subs. And these subs can be fantastic teachers, but, you know, it's like having a boss. You know how us adults, we get a little nervous when our supervisor keeps switching? Well, same thing with kids. They don't handle that well. Unless, of course, they can't stand their teacher, then they do like it. So there was overwhelming support for the strike from the Seattle Education Association. They announced Tuesday that 95% of its members voted over the weekend were in favor. The president, Jennifer Matter, said 75% of the union's about 6,000 members voted. So their demands are maintaining staff ratios for disabled and multilingual students, as the district aims to provide more services in general education classrooms, ensuring the district provides them with interpretation and translation services and meetings, and parents and unofficial documents. So it's interesting, you know, people think that teachers are very, very liberal and social justice warriors and all that. Some teachers are, you know, a lot of teachers are very, very practical. They're like, look, if the school district is going to now enact all these extra measures. We're going to be a sanctuary city. It doesn't matter if your child doesn't speak English. We are going to give them the same education that we can as everybody else. But these teachers are very practical. They're like, but what if I don't speak their language? You want me to hit all these other benchmarks. If we're not going to have English as a second language classes, then we need the resources in my classroom. I mean, very practical. If we are going to now, rather than, because I mean, when I grew up, and I don't know if I really agreed with that there was like special ed, so there would be the separation of those that might have had learning disabilities, physical disabilities, other issues. There's been a big push to not have that special ed or a bus that's smaller. To everybody learns at their own speed, different strokes for different folks. But then teachers are like, but I'm going to need the assistance. If we're not going to do precision education where we're going to be, working with people one-on-one, we need extra help. So some of their demands aren't outlandish. So they want more services. The district has about 50,000 students. They're offering a package of pay increases for SEA members as well as substitutes. Isolara Jimenez-Guerra is an ethnic studies teacher at Cleveland High. She joined 50 other educators in front of the school, saying, listen to educators on strike. Jimenez-Guerra said they're on strike because paraeducators and instructional assistants are paid as little as $20 an hour, which is not sustainable. Now, $20 an hour is low, considering what they do. But when you look at that going $20 an hour, when, minimum wage is, we really need to up our pay. Well, if we're going to up our pay, things are going to cost more. Taxes are going to go up. They say the district's proposals have been vague and that teachers are seeking concrete supports in specific terms of the contract, smaller teacher-to-student ratios in special education, and multilingual classes. So, if you have a teacher shortage and you're not paying enough teachers, this won't happen. So I'm sure anybody running a school district is beside themselves. On top of that, you have parents that are like, I'm not vaccinating my kids, so I want online school. I mean, it's really exhaustive. And I would not want to be running a school right now. They also say teachers don't just serve as content servers. Half the time we're counselors or stand-in parents. Teachers a lot of times have to step away from the classroom to resolve an issue. So then the students can't learn. I remember there were some schools where there were actually two teachers. I'm blown away. I think like kindergarten. I think when I was in kindergarten, I remember in my school picture, and I went to 12 schools, I think I saw two women in that picture. So there must have been like teacher and the assistant teacher. But you can't afford that. You can't. So paraeducators in North Shore make $27 an hour. And again, it's better money than a lot of jobs out there, but again, it's not enough if you're paying Seattle prices. So as a parent, I get that you guys must be frustrated because already our education has completely, backslided. The average American is not satisfied with the education our kids are getting. It's also, it's also conflicted with, in addition to all the math, science, and all that, there has to be all the other society progressive type things in there as well. And I think there's a lot of parents that are going to be like, I just am not going to work with the public school system. Our public school system should be one of the best in the world. That needs to be our goal. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows inflation is causing hardship for a majority of Americans. Gallup reports 56% of respondents describe their experiences as moderate to severe hardship. That's up from only 49% who said the same in January. A judge isn't granting Elon Musk's request to delay a trial over his bid to buy Twitter. However, claims made by a whistleblower can be added to his countersuit. The whistleblower claimed Twitter has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Iran has enough uranium that's close to weapons grade to build a nuclear bomb. That's according to a report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers limited it to enrich uranium under 4%. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So some of you love these studies where if you want to reduce your risk of dementia, this is the number of steps you need to walk. Well, apparently a new study says you need to walk between 3,800 steps a day and 9,800 steps a day to reduce your risk of mental decline. My answer to this is yes and no. Yes and no. All right. Tell you a little bit about what they're saying, but then what you need to do. So all of us are afraid of dementia. I'm really scared of it. Haven't had a family member that I think ran and left the house naked? Oh, my God. I mean, I shudder to think that I am going to later, if I do live long enough to be 80 or 90, be running around outside naked. And then people have to find me and go, yeah, that was that radio host years ago. That would, oh, man, is that what she looks like naked? Oh, God. I'm afraid of that. I'm so afraid, you know, of losing my mind. And you got to eat healthy, got to avoid smoking, avoid drugs, avoid alcohol. Use oxygen in your sleep or CPAP if you're at risk for sleep apnea or hypoxia in your sleep. I think there's a lot of things we need to do to stave off dementia. But I do agree we need to move our butts. And in this study, they said people between the ages of 40 and 79 who took 9,826 steps exactly per day, all right, were 50% less likely to develop dementia within 7 years. Furthermore, people who walked with purpose at a pace of 40 steps a minute were able to cut their risk of dementia by 57% if they only did 6,315 steps a day. So according to co-author Borja Del Pozo Cruz, it is a brisk walking activity like a power walk. She's an adjunct professor at the University of Southern Denmark in Odense, Denmark, and senior researcher. And people who even walked 3,800 steps a day were able to cut their dementia risk by only 25%, but still cut their dementia risk. So Del Pozo Cruz said that would be enough at first for sedentary individuals. He said, in fact, it is a message that doctors could use to motivate very sedentary older adults. 4,000 steps is very doable by many, even those who are less fit or do not feel very motivated. Perhaps more active and fitter individuals should aim for 10,000, where we see maximum effects. So the concept of steps and pedometers and our Apple Watch is fantastic. I have seen my patients just love it. In fact, I just looked at my number of steps. My number of steps today has been 4,042. Really? No, I don't believe it. I have not taken 4,042 steps. I have waved my arm when I've been talking on my show. I use my arm. So I'm now talking. After I finish this sentence... Oh, wait, I'm still at 4,042. Okay, so maybe it doesn't know an arm wave. There's just no way I've walked already a mile. I mean, I haven't done my workout today and all that. I usually get anywhere between 12,000 and 15,000 steps a day. Now, some of you are like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's too hot outside. It's one thing I do is I walk back and forth in the living room. So when my mom calls or a friend calls, I won't sit and talk to them. I'll get up and walk back and forth. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I'm on my computer. Well, they hear the clicking then. You can't sit there and be clicking while on the phone. Get up. Get off your computer. One, they'll get mad that you're on your computer, but walk around. When you're listening to my show, you don't have to sit and listen to it if you're even listening. Walk. Walk around back and forth. It's funny because the cats and dogs start to follow me and then they're like, okay, she's just pacing. And I'm not pacing, nervous pacing. I'm just trying to get some extra steps. If it's too hot outside and I feel like I've been sitting too long seeing patients, I'm going to get off my butt. Because remember, I used to see patients in a very busy clinic. I used to see them in an ER and an urgent care. But now with telemedicine, I sit and see patients. Well, I'm not moving my butt. So I get up and I walk. And if I have to make a phone call, I walk. If I have to talk to somebody... If I have to recite something, if I'm just kind of, you know, working on a speech, I could walk and do it. I don't necessarily have to sit. So there's ways to get those steps. Another thing you could do, for example, if you're trying to get the extra steps, is let's say you're doing laundry. And what I usually do is I try to carry everything after I folded it or whatever to the bedroom, and then things are falling. Why don't you carry the underwear? Go all the way to the room, put it in the drawer, go back to the laundry room, now get the socks. Go back to the, you know, yeah, maybe that's not expeditious. Maybe it's not, you're, you know, might be looked at wasting time, but you're getting those extra steps in. So, you know, it's, everybody hopes, and I remember my father's like, if you eat tomatoes, this is going to protect your heart. If you take your aspirin once a day, if you, you know, because back then in the 80s, there was so much, so in the 90s and all that, there were things that, you know, my father thought that he was following all of them. He still dropped dead of a heart attack. Now, I don't want to depress you guys. I mean, just because you walk 10,000 steps a day doesn't mean you're going to be in the clear. But what this does mean is individuals that are more active have a better chance. Well, how they came up with the study, it was published in JAMA Neurology. They looked at data from 78,000 people between the ages of 40 and 79 who wore these wrist accelerometers. Researchers counted each person's total number of steps a day, put them into two categories. Those with less than 40 steps a minute, which is just regular walking, room to room. Those with more than 40 steps a minute, where you're kind of on a treadmill or, you know, kind of more fast walking. And then they looked at peak performers, those who took the most steps within 30 minutes over the course of a day. And the 30 minutes didn't have to occur on the same walk. It just had to be at least 30 minutes of some sort of walking. And then they looked at if they got dementia 7 years later. Now, the studies did have some, limitations because it was observational. You know, it's not that, you know, they took a bunch of people going, you guys walk this much. They just kind of looked at those people who had the, you know, those types of readings. And they observed and looked at the data. But honestly, we know that we have to move more. And many of you are like, I'm not going to take up tennis again. Or I'm not going to jog again. Or I'm not going to drive to the gym. That's okay. You could walk back and forth around the house. You can, you know, one exercise I really loved? You know how I really, really love racquetball? But if I don't have a racquetball court, I just love the idea. And it makes you move. And it's kind of fun. Of bouncing a ball against the wall. Now, I don't have a free wall. I mean, we got a couch up against one or whatever. But if you have a room where you could bounce a wall against a ball against the wall, and then you can't let it bounce twice, and you have to kind of chase it and hit it against the wall, even if it's soft, and you got to keep it going. You got to do that and keep that ball active for at least 50, maybe even 100. And you got before you know it, you've already spent 20, 30 minutes. You've worked up a sweat. And it didn't feel like exercising. You could dance. Put your favorite music on. You could close the windows so the neighbors don't see you shake your booty. And dance. Dance to music. Pretend you're in the music video. Those are ways you could exercise. Everybody thinks you gotta hit the gym. Because that's what all the, you know, healthy people are saying. You gotta hit the gym. And that's what a lot of the healthy people do. They hit the gym. But the problem is the average sedentary person, when they hear that, they're like, yeah, okay, that's not me. Okay, well, then do something else. And then once you do that, you're like, okay, you know what? Well, let me get on the bike. You know, the weather's cooling down. Let me go outside, do a little jog. Maybe I'll walk fast. If you don't want to jog, then walk fast. I let the dog steer. My husband's like, you walk too fast. Well, I've always walked faster because in the hospital, you're not allowed to run in the hospital. Like, slow down. Yeah, you can't run, but you could definitely walk fast. So I've learned to walk fast. I've always walked fast. If I had to hide from my mom because she was going to smack me, I walked fast. But, you know, it's better exercise. Just don't hurt yourself, folks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. P-M-S-D-A-L-I. So for years in the movies and TV shows, they would make fun of PMS. And if a woman was grumpy, they'd say, well, she must be on her period. Or she must be PMS. And a lot of us women would also use it as an excuse to get out of stuff. Oh, I'm having PMS. Right. Well, PMS is real. And it's nothing to joke about. In fact, there's a study saying that PMS and anxiety that may come with it is a global health crisis. Now, I know some of you guys are moaning, going, we just got through COVID. We're still dealing with COVID. We have monkeypox. Now we've got to worry about a woman and her periods. Well, PMS is an issue. And whether we try to hide it, whether we try to say, no, you know, women and men, now we're not even using the term women and men, or, you know, we're being very, you know, women could do anything men could do, which I, you know, there's some things men could do that women can't, but in terms of us being able to still be CEOs and all that, you know, we've made a lot of progress, but we can't ignore that females, if we're going to still use that term before we stop using that term, that have periods, females that have periods, have some disabling symptoms. And it has been an issue. It's been an issue for employers who will have people call out once a month. It's an issue for individuals who seem to, you know, I mean, some of the symptoms of PMS, everybody's like, oh, man, it's because they're grumpy and all that. It's a little bit more to that. You got the somatic issues of bloating, breast tenderness, breast pain, headache, joint pain, joint swelling. Your legs could swell, you gain weight, you can't poop. The high progesterone sometimes prevents you from pooping, so you're constipated. That doesn't help. Premenstrual syndrome could also include angry outbursts, anxiety, confusion, depression, irritability, social withdrawal. And these symptoms can be relieved, but by definition, within 4 days of the onset of periods, without recurrence until day 13 of the cycle. And it is something that can happen monthly. So researchers are saying that premenstrual mood swings and anxiety are so common that they are a key public health issue globally. That's researchers from the University of Virginia, and they say 64% of women experience these symptoms. They say the study finds most women experience PMS every menstrual cycle. It's affecting their day-to-day lives regardless of age. One of the most common reported PMS symptoms are mood swings or anxiety. I didn't get the mood swings with PMS. I got the constipation. And that, I didn't feel very happy. I'm like, leave me alone. See, so for me, I'm sure my mom was like, oh, yeah, you were moody. No. I just wasn't as extroverted. I started to introvert a little bit. Somebody could say, well, that's a different mood. I go, if I'm constipated, I really don't want to be around other people. So that's not a mood issue. That's a somatic issue. But there are mood issues. Your serotonin's up and down. So, I mean, isn't a key public health issue? Well, before we go there, I've been asked, why in evolution? What is the evolutionary advantage of PMS? Well, I'll tell you. And it's not a very politically correct or very progressive notion. But in caveman days, right, the female, once she was able to start having periods, was then, I guess, with a healthy sex drive and pheromones and attracted to people that she could possibly have sex with, there was a drive for that menstruating female to get pregnant. If you don't get pregnant, then your body goes through some changes. Remember, and I know this is going to eventually be changed in scientific books, but the female biological body is designed to protect a baby, carry a baby, get pregnant. There's a lot. Now, we have more to our bodies, and I'll know about that, but there's a good percentage of our body that has a protocol, has instructions for us to get pregnant and what to do when we are pregnant. Our boobies, our uterus, our cervix, our ovaries, the way our pelvic sits, the way our bone structure is. So our bodies are designed to get pregnant. If we don't get pregnant, the body has to empty that and slough off what it was preparing, because all month long, the body is preparing for you to be pregnant. You don't get pregnant, it has to dump that, start all over again, and get ready again. So you wonder if maybe somebody not getting pregnant, that was evolution's way of going, of kind of punishing us in caveman days for not getting pregnant. After pregnancy, sometimes the PMS would improve. Sometimes it wouldn't. Some people do have mood swings, but some of the somatic issues do improve after pregnancy. And so you wonder if maybe that's what happened, where, you know, if we didn't get pregnant right away, then monthly we would suffer. I'm not a fan of that theory, but that could be one of the reasons. Another theory that's out there is Adam and Eve. Eve asked Adam to eat the apple. The serpent that manipulated Eve, Eve should have never been manipulated by the serpent, because she didn't listen to God. God's punishing all women. I don't know if I believe that. I really think that the body is all excited and charged to get pregnant. And when that doesn't happen, all these other, they're like, all right. It's like, I don't know, like, you know when you guys get ready for a surprise party? And you get ready to go surprise, and then somebody else kind of walks in and is like, well, that's not the person. Like, all right, everybody. And then it just kind of falls in disarray. That's what I think happens to the body. Because the body's all, and I'm not saying you get pregnant. You can't get pregnant. You can't get pregnant every month. But, you know, that it's, you know, but pregnancy happens, and then sometimes the PMS changes a little bit, and then you go through another baby, and our PMS does change. But in terms of off work, in terms of mood issues, in terms of people requiring SSRIs, there's a good number of individuals that really suffer from PMS. So one treatment that doctors are doing is not having women have periods. They're just keeping them on hormones continuous. For now, they say it's safe. They don't really seem to see issues. They're saying a woman doesn't necessarily have to have a period to stay healthy. You know, I am going to have an open mind. If somebody says, Dahlia, we're getting some new data, I'm going to have an open mind to all of that. But right now, the science is saying that stopping your period for extended periods of time should not hurt. We do, though, have to take caution with a woman's bones. Like, for example, if you have them on progesterone only, birth control, you do have to keep an eye on their bones because it may suppress their estrogen. You know, but there's, you know, overall, and of course, if you do have them on estrogen, containing birth control, you have to make sure they're not prone to blood clots. But if premenstrual symptoms is such that you have multiple countries, and apparently in the study they use the Flow app, which helps women track their menstrual cycles, called the Flow app. And many women reported food cravings and mood swings, anxiety and fatigue and all that. It is debilitating to once a month. No, now I got married. I had my period, you know, the days leading up to the wedding and going. To me, it didn't faze me because I think I had so much else going on in my life that was not even. I didn't even have time for that. But you have a lot of individuals that sadly do suffer. So hopefully there's more research. Hopefully we could figure things out, but it is fascinating that something like that does exist. And rather than calling it a disorder, well, you know, it's a you know, premenstrual syndrome. It's something that we seem to have to deal with, that maybe we don't have to deal with it, but you just wonder if there was some plan in place. I don't know. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.